Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Namaste, everybody. This is Suzanne Aran from Yoga Therapy OM, coming to you from my studio in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Today, we're going to speak about the Ayurvedic doshas and what they are. I'm going to be relating them to the previous talk that I had about the Sankhya philosophy. So just a little review. The Sankhya philosophy is the oldest philosophy on the planet. It describes how man manifested from the idea of consciousness to express itself to be, and how through the cascading of the five elements, we manifested into a physical body with a mind, with organs, sense organs, and organs of action. And today what we're going to do is look at the five elements and see how they have manifested in ourselves and what that means for us in terms of our health and how we can find balance based on how the elements represent themselves. So the first thing we're going to do is, if you do not have, if you've not prepared because you don't didn't know about the show, you could go online to Yoga Therapy OM, www.yogatherapy-om.com, and click on the Ayurveda Dosha tests and follow along with us. If you don't have access to a computer, but you do have a pad of paper, you can take the paper and divide it up into six columns. And for each of the different doshas, you'll be checking off whether it's like you or not like you. Let's say in the six columns, at the top of a column, the first column you would put a zero, the next column one, the next column two, the next column three, the next column four, the next column five, and the next column six. And how it works is zero means that the description is not like you at all. And six is that sounds exactly like me. So it's a continuum because not all of us are going to fit exactly into this box, so to speak. So if it sounds a lot like you, then it's a six or a five. But if it doesn't sound anything like you at all, it's not you. It would be a zero or a one. And what you'll do is, as we go through the descriptions, you'll check off in the column whether it's like you or not like you. And I'll repeat the instructions as we go. So let's begin with the Vata dosha characteristics. Vata dosha is the combination of space and air elements. Since we are all five elements, some of us have more space and air than others. Some of us have more fire and water than others. And some have more water and earth. So we're going to decipher what the percentages are basically in us, in our mind, in our body constitution. And then we're going to talk about the qualities of those different elements. For instance, space can be cold. Air is dry. So if you tend to have a lot of space and a lot of air in your body, you're going to be colder and drier than average. Same token if you're hot, if you're a pitta, if you have a lot of heat in your body, if you tend to, you know, get acidic, you know, or if you eat, you know, hot foods and it's just not, you know, not pleasant for you, that's an indication that you have a lot of fire in you. So we're going to go through the doshas and find out what each one of you are, where there's going to be a primary dosha, one that represents the most, and a secondary dosha, and sometimes very, very rarely all three doshas would be equal in you. So that would be a tri-dosha, somebody who's a combination of all the five elements all equally. The good news about that is if you're in balance, it's you stay in balance, but if you're out of balance, it's harder to get yourself back into balance. So anyway, let's begin with the Vata dosha characteristics. So if you are Vata, you would be either taller or shorter than the average person. And you could also have unusually proportioned arms and legs. You might have long arms. You might have a real short trunk or really long legs. You might know that because when you buy your clothes, you know that you can have to buy a, you know, longer than average and then have to shorten it, for instance. So anyway, if you are either taller than average or shorter than average or have unusual proportions, you would say, if that sounds like you, you'd say, yeah, that sounds like me. If it doesn't sound like you, put a zero. Check the zero box, the first column on the left. If it sounds like you a lot, then check the six box. The second one is, I'm small bone and slender for my height. So even though you might not be really tall or short, but you could also be very small boned and slender, that's also a very Vata characteristic too. And if it sounds like you, then you would put 5 or 6, check 5 or 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you, you check the zero box. The next one, I find it difficult to gain weight. Now, we're talking about you as over your lifetime, not postmenopausal or some sort of emotional difficulty or something that happened in your life or some surgery or you've been on steroids. We're talking about mostly, you know, your life before, when you were pre-puberty. So if you found as a kid you were very skinny and you could never gain weight, you found it difficult, if that sounds like you, then you'd put a 6, check the 6 box. But if it doesn't sound like you, then you check the 0 box. Your facial features, irregular. You might have your jaw might be very sharp, or you have a nose that's kind of off kilter, or maybe you have one eye bigger than the other, or you can see your face has an irregular shape. If that sounds like you, then check the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you at all, then check the 0 box. You also could have very refined characteristics. Your face, your features could be small, all of them very small. That could also be a sign of being more Vata. So if that sounds like you, you would put the 6 box, check the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you, then check the 0 box. Your hair could be rough. It breaks easily, or it could be very curly and does whatever it wants. So if you have that characteristic of very curly hair or hair that tends to be rough and break easily, then you can check the 6 box. Or if you don't, check the 0 box. Your skin, if it tends to be dry, and you tend to not perspire easily, then if that sounds like you, then check the 6 box. If it doesn't, then check the 0 box. My joints often crack and pop. That's another Vata characteristic, space in the joints. So if you have that sound popping in your joints a lot, and you notice that, you know, you say, wow, my joints crackle all the time, that would be 6, yes. You represent that very well. If not, then check the 0 box. I tend to move, talk, and eat quickly. If you're using, if you move your hands and you're always kind of going from person to person, you're very social and that's an indication of movement. And Vata, it owns movement. So if you tend to move quickly and talk quickly, and that sounds like you, then say check 6. That sounds like me. If not, then check the 0 box. I have a lot of nervous energy and often fidget when sitting. If that sounds like you, check the 6 box or the 5 box. If it doesn't sound like you, if you tend to fidget a little bit, then maybe you'd say, maybe it's not 0, it could be 1 or 2, but it's not often that you do that. The next one, I dislike windy and cold climates and often feel chilly. So if you tend towards coldness, and you know that, you feel almost like cold to the bone, and it's hard in the wintertime especially, it's hard to get warm, if that sounds like you, then check the 6 or 5 box. Or if it doesn't sound like you, check the 0 box. Or you tend to get cold, sometimes you could maybe check the 1 or 2 box, but if it's not a regular thing that you notice about yourself, then it's more not like you. Your appetite, if it's irregular, sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's weak. If you tend to snack and graze rather than take the time to prepare a meal, if that sounds like you, because maybe you're not so hungry all the time, or sometimes you're really hungry and it comes and goes, if that sounds like you, that's irregular. That would be more Vata. So that would be, if it sounds like you, check the 6 box. If it happens, some of the time, maybe 5 or 4. So the more often you represent these characteristics, the stronger, the higher the number. The less you represent the characteristics, the lower the number. So I expend energy quickly, then crash and recover. So if you tend to go, 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 and then crash, and that's the way you operate, that could be, that's another vector, characteristic of Vata. Vatas go and go, but they don't have a lot of sustainable energy, so they crash and burn, and then they have to recover and then go back again. So if you tend to get sick a lot, that's another Vata characteristic. So if it sounds like you, it would be 6 or 5. If it doesn't sound very much like you, then it's a 0 or a 1. I'm very adaptable to change. That means you can just, you're in a new environment, you just fit right in. That's another Vata characteristic. So if it sounds like you, check the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you, then again, check the 0 box. My sleep patterns are often disturbed or irregular. I dream of flying or falling. So if you have falling dreams and flying dreams, these are vata dreams. These are dreams that you would find in the space air domain. So that would, if that sounds like you, you tend to fly. I know someone who actually tells me they fly all night with the arms flapping. That is a vata characteristics. But sounds like you, it is a six. Check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you at all, if you have other kind of dreams that never flying or falling, then check the zero box. I need to be nurtured and look for a supportive environment in order to feel at peace. If that sounds like you, then check the six box. If it doesn't, then check the zero box or one. When emotionally unbalanced, I become fearful and anxious. Now, here's the telltale sign. Everybody has a main emotion. So if your first emotion when you become emotionally imbalanced is fear and anxiety, that is a vata characteristic. If that sounds like you, that is a six or a five. If you sometimes get, you know, it's not always, but most of the time, then you're leaning towards that, then choose the higher number, four, five, six. But if it sounds like you, yeah, that's me. I'm anxious and fearful. That's my first emotion. That would be the six box. If it doesn't sound like you at all, check the zero box. I'm very creative and imaginative, and my mind also is restless. So if that sounds like you, then that would be the six box. Check the six box. That sounds like you. If it doesn't sound like you, check the zero box or one box, because all of us, our minds get restless at some point. I'm enthusiastic and vivacious, but tend to overexert myself. If that sounds like you, check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you, check the zero box. I'm talkative and highly social in nature, but I often feel shy in social situations. If that sounds like you, most of the time, that would be a six. If it sounds like you some of the time, maybe it would be a five or a four. So on the continuum, you have to decide for yourself how is it most often represented or expressed, if it's all the time or if it's most of the time or if it's none of the time. And the last one on the list is, I learn quickly, but I also forget quickly. So if you're a quick learner and you can understand very complex things, but you forget, that is a vata characteristic. Vatas are very creative, highly intelligent, but they cannot hold on to things very long. They need to repeat and learn over and over and over to make it stick. And if that sounds like you, then that would be in the sixth category, you know, six box. If it doesn't sound like you at all, it would be in the zero. So now what we're going to do is total the columns. Count the number of times that column was chosen. And write that number in below that column. So let's say you chose zero 10 times, and you chose the rest of the times was the sixth. The total of the two numbers up, and just keep a total, then multiply the number in each space from the question. For instance, if you were in the zero box, if you checked a zero like all the times, zero times 10 is zero. But if you check the six box a lot of times, let's say you checked it, you know, 10 times, 6 times 10 is 60. So that number would be 60. Then you look at then you sum up all the numbers together and get your total vata score. So you total all the numbers. So the higher your number, the more higher you're likely to be more vata. So that would be the first part. So now that we've looked at how the space and the air elements represent in you, we're going to move to the next one, which is the pitta. Pitta is a combination of fire and water. So, again, using the same column system, six columns, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0 meaning not like me at all, 6 meaning exactly like me. The first question is, I have a medium build and height, and I tend to be muscular. So, medium build would be probably for a man, maybe 5'10". For a woman, it would be maybe 5'5", 5'6", 5'7", in the middle range, not short, not 5'2", or 5'3", and not, you know, 5'11", you know. For a man, I suppose up to 5'11" would be, you know, fair. That's still considered medium. Tall would be probably over 6'2", so anywhere above 6 feet would be tall. So if that's not you, if you tend to be medium, then say that sounds just like me, then put the sixth. If you are not quite you're muscular, but you're not tall, you're not, maybe you're 5'5", then that might be like a 3 or a 4. So you're not exactly that, but you do show the muscular tendency. My skin is soft, warm to the touch, and bruises easily. If that sounds just like you, then that would be a six. If it's, you know, some of the time, maybe your skin is soft and it's warm, but you don't bruise that easily, maybe you're more like a five or a four. But if that's not you at all, then check off the zero box. My eyes have an intense expression and are blue, green, hazel, red, brown, amber, or gray. So if that sounds like you, exactly, blue, crystal blue eyes, like piercing blue eyes, penetrating blue eyes, or green, or hazel, red, brown, amber, or gray, any of those colors, that would be more of a pitta color eye. And if it sounds like you, if that's your color, then you'd put a six. If it's not, then you'd put, if you have brown eyes, if you've got big brown eyes, that would not be you, so you'd check off the zero box. And the eye shape is it's more of an almond shape. It's not large. It's not small. It's the medium, of course. One or more of the following characteristics describe my hair: early graying, balding, thin, fine, straight, oily, blonde, red, or sandy colored. Any of those characteristics would be considered the pitta characteristics, and that would be a six. Now, just because you have red hair does not mean you're pitta, because I've met vata kaphas who have red hair and freckles. So just because you have one characteristic strongly does not make you that dosha. It just means that you have some more tendencies in that area, but that's not your dominant dosha. So again, if that sounds like you, six. If you have red hair, sandy colored hair, blonde hair, oily hair, straight hair, fine hair, thin hair, balding, or early graying, then check six. If it's not you, check the zero. I perspire easily and prefer cooler weather to hot weather. So you like it, the cooler temperatures, hot weather is just too uncomfortable for you. If that sounds like you, if you like to, it's like you're one of those people that gets close to ski all the time in the winter, and you like the cold, you know, and it's refreshing, then that would sound, if that sounds like you, then check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you, then check the zero box. I'm competitive and like games of all types, and I like to win. So if you like sports, if you're a sports fan, if you like to play sports, soccer, football, tennis, those are games of competing where somebody wins then and somebody loses. That's a pitta characteristic. Pittas like to compete. So if that sounds like you, I'm a competitive person, that would be check the six box. If you say, no, not at all, I don't like to compete, I don't like any of that, everybody should just get along, that's a zero. The next one, my skin burns easily and my eyes are sensitive to the light, more so than average. That you've got to make sure you got your sunglasses on, that you can't be in the sun more than a couple of minutes before you start to burn. That's a pitta characteristic. So if that sounds like you, then check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you, again, check the zero. If you burn sometimes, you know, after being in the sun for, you know, a little bit, then you might check maybe the four box or three box. Spices and acidic foods can be aggravating to my mouth or my digestion. So if you tend to stay away from hot spices, then because you know it's not good for you, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel right, then check the six box. That's you. If you can eat hot spices, for instance, me, I personally can, and I am pitta, but I also have a secondary dosha that can have the hot spices. So just because you can or may not have the hot spices doesn't mean that you are or are not pitta. It's just one of those characteristics that we're looking at. So if, again, hot spices and acidic food can be aggravating to your mouth or your digestion, and you know it all the time, then that would be a six. If not, then put the zero. I have a strong appetite and metabolism. I get irritable when meals are delayed. If you need to eat when you're hungry, and you've got to eat, that is a strong appetite, and that is a pitta characteristic. And that sounds like you, check the six box. If your appetite is, you know, normal, meaning that, you know, you don't get real hungry in between meals, you don't get real hungry, you don't get real, but you get somewhat hungry and you can go throughout the day, you know, for a couple of hours at a time, more than 3 hours after a meal and still not be, strongly hungry, then that wouldn't be you. I mean, basically, you know, a strong pitta appetite needs to eat every 3 to 4 hours, and they get irritable when meals are delayed. So if that sounds like you, check the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you, check the 0 or 1 box. My bowel habits are regular, meaning that you have a regular bowel movement every day, but it's more common for me to have a loose stool than to be constipated. So if you tend towards loose bowels rather than constipation, then that would be, and that's you, when you have a regular bowel movement every day, then check the 6 box. That sounds like you. If you have, you know, you have to decide. If it's you know, it's not loose stool, but you're not constipated, maybe it's a 5. So the next one. Among my older blood relatives, hyperacidity, heart disease, and high blood pressure are common. So these are the diseases that are common to your family history, and that, you know, hyperacidity, you know, people who, like, your parents have GERD, or one of your parents might have had a heart attack or high blood pressure or some other heart ailment. If that sounds like your family history, then check the 6 box. If not, then check along the continuum. Maybe one parent has hyperacidity and none of the other ones are represented. So maybe it's not a 6, maybe it's a 3 or a 4. So it's not quite expressed, but it's also expressed a little bit. So it's somewhere on the continuum. So use more of a moderate number to describe that characteristic. I enjoy challenges. When I want something, I'm very determined in my efforts to get it. So that is, again, a pitta characteristic. You state what you want and you go after it. And your tapas is one of the characteristics. It's the fire, the intensity, the determination. So if you are determined to get something done and you're going to do it and do it and do it until you get it done, if that sounds like you, that is 6. Check off the 6 number or the 5. If it doesn't sound like you, you know, you say, you know what, I'll get it done when I get it done, and it'll get done when I get it done. That sounds like, it doesn't sound like it fits a characteristic, put the 0. Anyway, I'm hardworking, ambitious, organized, and achievement-oriented, and I tend to be a leader. So if you find yourself in the front of a group, leading, teaching classes, you know, instructing others, that is a strong pitta characteristic. So check the 6 box. If you tend to be more of a listener and a watcher and hang back and don't really want to be in charge, that would be a 0. I sleep soundly about 6 to 7 hours a day. And when my head hits the pillow, I'm out. If that sounds like you, that is a pitta characteristic. Check off the 6 box. If you have to sit, you know, lie, you know, awake for a little bit and just, you know, observe your thoughts at night, you know, because you don't quite, you know, go to sleep, then that doesn't sound like you. Then you're more like a 0 or a 1 maybe. It all depends on how long it, you know, how strong your sleep is. Sleeping soundly and hitting the pillow and getting out is definitely a pitta characteristic. So the more you represent that, the higher the number. When I'm emotionally imbalanced, I get angry or hostile, but I forget about it easily. So if anger is your first emotion, ask yourself, when I get upset, do I get angry, do I get anxious, or do I withdraw? If you get angry or hostile or agitated quickly, that is a pitta characteristic, fire. So again, the more you represent that, the higher the number. I have a sharp mind and strong intellect and like mentally stimulating activities. If you tend to find yourself doing Sudoku or, you know, crossword puzzles, those are pitta characteristics. You think you grasp information rather quickly and you can understand it and you can retain it most of the time. That is a pitta characteristic. So the more that represents you, the higher the number. So again, if it sounds exactly like you, check the 6 box. If it sounds somewhat like you, maybe 4 or 5, but if it doesn't sound like you at all, then check the 0 box. I'm strong-willed and have been described as intense. So if anyone has ever said to you, you are intense, that is pitta. Check the 6 box. They are the intense dosha. I've often been described as intense. So pittas are intense. The more you represent intensity, the higher the number. Strong-willed, yes, my sisters would tell you I'm very strong-willed. So that would be a 6 if you represent that. If you don't represent that, then check the 0. I'm fond of cold foods such as ice cream and ice-cold drinks. if you just love the, you know, the cool ice cold drink going down your throat, that would be a pitta characteristic. That would be represented with the six. If you don't like cold at all, put the zero. And it's, if it's, you know, you could take it or leave it, then put something maybe, you know, towards the lower end, because everybody likes ice cream, right? Let's see. I stand for law and order and seek justice. If you're one of those people that really needs to stand on the soapbox and rail against the ills of society and say, we need to do something. We need to. That is a strong pitta characteristic. Pittas tend to be law enforcement officers or attorneys, engineers, teachers, as I said. So those, if you can't stand injustice in the world and you really need to speak about it or speak out about it, and you represent that very well, so check the six box. If it's most of the time, you know, you can't see that you're the first one to stand up, but you'll go along, maybe four or five. You do represent that, but maybe not as much as the first person to stand and say, this is wrong, we need to do something about it. And the last one is I tend to be critical of myself and others. So if you tend to be a critical person, you know, that you're critical of yourself or the judgmental, this is a characteristic of pitta. So choose the six box if that's you. And, you know, again, along the continuum, if you're somewhat critical, maybe five or four. If you tend not to be critical at all, then that would be the zero. So now we're going to total up the boxes. So the more, again, count the number in each column and multiply it by the number represented by that column. Again, if you checked five of the zeros, five times zero is zero. Obviously, that will not be represented. If you check the six box or 10 times or whatever, 10 times six is 60. That would be your number. So total up all your numbers together, all the different numbers, all the number of check marks multiplied by the column number in that column, and then add it all together to get your total. And that would be your pitta number, your pitta score. The next one is the kapha dosha. How well does water and earth represent itself in you? Since we are all five elements, everybody has a body. The body is the kapha characteristic. It's the container. But how is that body? If you have a large, solid body build, and you tend to gain weight easily, if you have rounded calves, if you tend to, you know, gravitate towards the weight machines and you tend to get big, that is a kapha characteristic. That would be a six. If you try to weight train all as much as you can and you just can't get any muscles, that's not you. Check the zero box. If you work hard enough, long enough time, you know, maybe over a few months, and you tend to get a little more muscly, but if you stop working out and it fades quickly, that is not you. This is not kapha. Kaphas tend to hold on to their weight. So if it sounds like you, check the six box. My complexion is whitish, meaning if you have light skin, and my facial and body features are rounded. If you have a round face, if you have a round nose, round, big round eyes. These are all the kapha characteristics. If it doesn't sound like you, again, if you get small eyes, or they're almond shaped, or they're not round, and not light, not larger than average, then that would be not you. So again, the more it sounds like you, the higher the number. My skin is moist. My body tends to retain water, and I have a tendency to produce excess mucus. So if you tend to, you know, have a lot of runny noses, or your eyes in the morning are kind of a little gunky, or your skin tends to be a little more moist than other people's, then that would be a kapha characteristic. And the more you represent that, the higher the number. And check the higher number. I have large, attractive, white eyes, big lashes, meaning the whites of your eyes are really white and your eyes are large and you have long lashes. And people have commented how beautiful you have, big, beautiful eyes. That represents kapha. So just because you have the large, beautiful eyes doesn't mean you're kapha. It just means that you have a strong kapha tendency. So if that sounds like you, then check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you, then check the zero box. My hair is very dark, thick and wavy, no reddish pigment. So if it tends to be dark and wavy and thick, curly, not curly curly, but wavy curly, where you, lush, that is a kapha characteristic. The more that represents you, check the 6 box. The less it does, check the 0 box. I have abundant body hair. You know, if you're a man, you have a lot of chest hair. You might even have chest hair on the back of your shoulders, your back. If you're women, you have to shave your legs, you know, much more often, like maybe every other day, in your armpits. So if you tend to have a lot of body hair, then the more body hair you have, the more you represent kapha. So again, the more, the higher the number. Check the box that most appropriately describes that. The next one, I sleep very deeply, but need at least 8 hours a day to be comfortable the next day because I have a hard time staying awake late into the night. So if that sounds like you, you need your sleep and you need to have a good 8 hours to be comfortable the next day, that is more of a kapha characteristic. So if that sounds like you, check the higher box, the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you, check the 0 box. I'm calm by nature, not easily angered. So if you tend to be just somebody who is just a more of an observer or calm and can take it and doesn't get easily rattled, that is a kapha characteristic. So the more that represents you, the higher the number. The less it represents you, the lower the number. I am romantic, sentimental, and cry easily. If you tear up even at sentimental commercials, and I've been known to, you know, cry at, you know, commercials, that's a kapha characteristic, you know, being romantic and sentimental, you know, keeping, you know, taking pictures at all the parties and having photo journals and keeping connections with everybody and tend to be a little bit more emotional. The more that represents you, the higher the number. So if that sounds like you, check the 6 box. If it sounds somewhat like you, maybe a 4 or 5. Doesn't sound like you at all, it's a 0. I have much love, devotion, and loyalty, but I could also be possessive and attached. So attachment is one of the characteristics of kapha. So if you tend to be attached to people, but you're very devoted and very loyal, and they're good characteristics, and you love, you're a lover. Lovers, the kaphas are the lovers of the group. They're the ones that give you a big warm hug when they see you. So if that sounds like you, you love to hug people and you just you know, want to be, you know, with people and just be connected, then the higher that represents you, the higher the number. Check the 6 box if that sounds just like you. And the lower numbers, if it's somewhat like you, maybe a 5 or a 4, or if it's not really, but some of the time, you know, maybe a 3, but not like you at all, check the 0 box. I'm a follower, and I like to be a part of a group. So if you're not the leader, but you like to be a follower, be part of the group, you like to being in a group experience, if that's you, then check the 6 box. But if you're not a follower, and you don't like to be a follower, then obviously that would not be you, and you would check the 0 box. If you don't mind being a follower, you don't mind being the leader some of the time, then maybe you go in the middle, the 4, it somewhat represents you, but not all the time. So use your own judgment, the one that you think it represents the characteristic the best, whether it's 0 for not at all, 6 for yes, that sounds like me, or maybe a 4, like maybe a little bit. I enjoy doing volunteer work and take satisfaction in helping others. So if you're the one over there at the soup kitchen and you're the one that's organizing, you know, clothing drives for people, and that sounds like you, then check the 6 box. If it doesn't sound like you at all, you know, you don't have time for that, then check the 0 box. You've got other things to do, maybe, I don't know. But the less it sounds like you, the lower the number. The more it sounds like you, the higher the number. And check the correct box. I have an excellent memory. I'm organized and patient with details. Being a patient person is more of a kapha characteristic. Having an excellent memory, you've heard a memory like an elephant, because elephants never forget. If you can pick a fact out of your head from your childhood, or if you can close your eyes and see a memory that happened to you exactly as it happened, that is a strong memory. That should be represented as a 6. But if you can't remember things easily, you know, they come and they go, your mind just doesn't have room for it, or if it doesn't find it important, it lets it go, that's a 0. That's not you. So kaphas have the strongest memories. And they also are organized and patient, meaning that they take their time and they set things up and everything, so because it stays for a long time. They want everything to be organized and stay as it is for a long time. And that would be a kapha characteristic. So again, the higher the number, the more you represent that characteristic. Physical activity often does not appeal to me, even though I know it's healthy. So, you know what, if you'll walk, that's what you do for physical activity, walk, that's okay, that's good. That would be, you know, that would be a kind of a thing. They don't really like to exercise too much. You know, they have to be pushed to go to the gym. They know they know it's healthy. They know that once they get going, it's good for them. But by the same token, once they get off track, it's hard to get back on again. That's more kapha. Kaphas really don't like to move. They like to sit. The kapha person is the one that if you want somebody to watch the door and you plant someone at the door, don't let anybody in here who doesn't belong here, they'll do that very well. They're the ones that you plant at the door. They're the door monitor. So if that sounds like you, you know, you want to be put and sit and do your thing from one place, then check the six box. If it doesn't sound like you, then check the zero box. I can bear hunger and thirst easily, meaning if you can go for a long period of time without getting hungry and without getting thirsty, then you express more of the kapha characteristics. So therefore, again, the more you represent that, the higher the number. Check the six box if that sounds like you. Check the zero box if it doesn't sound like you. If you can, if it's intermittent, sometimes you can and sometimes not, maybe you might check the three box. It's somewhat yes, somewhat no. The next one, I feel best on warm, sunny, dry days. You just love those beautiful, sunny, hot days in the summertime, just to languish in the sun or just to, you know, go into a nice, warm pool. Not a cold pool, but a warm pool. If that sounds like you, then that's more kapha. If warm, sunny days are like, you know, they're aggravating, if they're too bright, then put the zero. But if you feel, you know, if you feel that warm, dry days is really your favorite season, check the six box. I like spicy, hot foods. If you gravitate towards pungent foods, you know, garlic is considered pungent, onions are considered pungent, obviously black pepper is pungent. If you like those hot, spicy foods and you tend to use them a lot, then check the six box. If you don't really check those foods and don't use them very often, you don't like hot foods, then don't check the six box, check the zero box. So it all depends on the continuum. My digestion evacuation tends to be slow. I usually evacuate only once per day. So the less often that you do evacuate, so let's say it takes a long time, you eat in the morning, you don't have a bowel movement maybe till after dinner. That would be a slow metabolism because a regular metabolism really evacuates after they eat. That's a normal metabolism. Going actually evacuating more than once a day, that is actually considered regular. At least once a day is regular, once or more a day, but less than once a day is not considered regular. So if you tend to evacuate at least once a day, check the six box. If don't, then check the zero box. Among my blood relatives, my family is larger than average, and they have very long lifespans. Kaphas tend to live the longest. They have the highest immunity because they've got the most padding. And our immunity actually is in our fat cells, vitamin A, D, E, and K. So therefore, the more fat you have, actually the longer you live. You know, so those of us who are, you know, who are too close, you know, who are thin, and we need to keep a little bit of meat on our bones, especially as we get a little bit older, so that we have a reserve in case we get ill. So if you tend to have long lifespans in your family and your family is larger than average and tends to be overweight, that would be a six. You represent that very well. I'm a slow starter, but once I get started, I can work for hours and hours. Kaphas have good endurance. They keep going and going and going and going because they've got great immunity. So if you can work for long, long hours and just keep going steadily, if that sounds like you, then check the six box. But if you're a quick starter, that's not you. If it doesn't take you a long time to get started, it's not you. If you can just pick up and go, then it's not you. So again, check the zero box. If it's not you, check the six box if it is. When emotionally imbalanced, I have a tendency to suppress my emotions. I tend towards sadness, longing, or depression. So if somebody insults you or something happens and you pull back and withdraw, if that's your emotion, is to hide, then that would be more of a kapha tendency. So you would check the six box. If you come out fighting and swinging, then that would be not you. So check the zero box. If you're fearful, and you run from fear, that would be not you either. So sadness, longing, or depression are the emotions most predominating in a person who is more kapha. So you know what your number one emotion is. So if it's sadness or withdrawal, that when you get emotionally imbalanced, then check the six box. So once again, we total our scores. Again, I'm going to say if you have like 5 and a 0, 0 times 5 is 0, that's not you at all, and you've got 10 or what or more in the, they're all in the higher numbers, add up the column, multiply it by the number represented by that column, and add all the numbers together. So now you have your three numbers. You've got a Vata number, you've got a Pitta number, and you have a Kapha number. So usually the dominating one is three times what the lowest number was. It's not always true. But let's say your Pitta score was the highest, and it was three times what the Kapha score was and maybe twice what the Vata score was. You would be Pitta Vata. So look at your numbers and see which one is the highest, and that would be your dominating one. Let's say your Kapha and the Pitta numbers are pretty equal. Then you would be strongly Pitta, but you would be, you know, not tridoshic, but what you would be Pitta dominant for sure, and a little bit obviously balanced with the Vata Kapha. So maybe you would just be, we call you just Pitta dominant because the other ones are not really secondary. But if you have a true distinction, that one number is like three times the number of the other one. For instance, okay, let's say your Pitta was 180, your Vata was 120, and your Kapha was 60. Let's just give those three numbers. So it would be the Pitta would be three times the Kapha, so they'll put a 3 there. The Vata would be a 2, and the Kapha would be a 1. So 3, 2, 1, you would say this person is Pitta Vata. So take your numbers and look at them and see which one dominates and which one is secondary. So now we have an idea of what is our dominating and what is our secondary characteristics to find out. The next is to find out what kind of Vata or Pitta we are. And that would, you know, they all have characteristics of light, dark, Well, for instance, Vata characteristics could be light, they could be dark, light, airy, spacey, let's see what else. They could be clear, could be subtle. So what is your guna? So let's start with, those of us that are Vatas, let's start with that. Because if you already know that you're Kapha or Pitta dominant, you don't really need to look at this next test until we get to yours. So we're going to go over the Vatas. You can listen and learn, but let's say you came out with Vata being number one. What kind of Vata are you? Let's start with Vata dry. So check off the following. You can even write these down. As if you don't have the test in front of you, you can just write down the characteristics. Vata dry. The first one is dry nails, dry skin, hair, and mouth. Write down if that sounds like you. Do you tend to clench your teeth? Do you have cracking joints? Does your skin tend to get dark or discolored? Do you tend to get calluses and cracked skin? Do you go hypoglycemic when you're stressed out? Do you suffer from anxiety when stressed out? Do you have a dry sense of humor? Do you have unfinished projects? And when you speak with someone, can you be abrupt? Meaning that can you just stop or speak in staccato, verbiage? That would be more Vata dry. And if you're very sensitive and you feel it all emotionally, you take in and it just, if somebody insults you, it just hurts, whatever. Then that would be a sensitive person. You're not what they call thick-skinned. That would be Vata dry. So total those numbers of each one. Dry skin and nails would be one. Clenching teeth would be the second one. Cracking joints would be the third. Dark skin would be discolored skin, fourth. Kale skin is the fifth. Hypoglycemic, sixth. suffer from anxiety would be, that would be the seventh one. The eighth one is dry sense of humor. The ninth one is unfinished projects. The tenth one is abrupt when speaking to you, to others. And 11 is very sensitive. So there are 11 qualities in the Vata dry. You may not represent any of them, or maybe you might represent a few of them, but that might not be your primary guna or quality of Vata. Let's move on to Vata rough. The first one that you would write down would be, I suffer from severe dry skin that cracks and bleeds. So if your skin tends to crack and bleed, that is that, circle that or write that down. If you have colitis or you have perforation of the colon, that would be a Vata rough characteristic. Write that down. I have a dry, tight hamstring. That, again, is a Vata rough characteristic. You might say, oh, my hamstrings are so tight. They're just, I can't even fold forward without them just pulling. It's so much. So write that down, dry, tight hamstrings. I get dandruff. That's another Vata rough characteristic. Write that down. I have ridges in my nails. Write that down if you do. I get split ends in my hair. If you tend towards split ends easily, write that down. I have osteoporosis. If you have osteoporosis, write that down. So now look at the number of those that you have circled to see. If you've circled every single one of them, it's, chances are you're about to rough. If you haven't, then that might not be your dosha, your guna. Gunas, again, are qualities, as I said. So anybody have any questions from what I'm speaking about yet? You're welcome to call in. Another characteristic of the Vata rough is I make hasty decisions. How many of you have made a hasty decision, and maybe it was the wrong decision? That is a sign of Vata rough. Not everybody, would be Vata rough if you make hasty decisions, but if you tend to make hasty decisions and you have all these other qualities, then that would speak towards being more Vata rough. Also, being prematurely gray is a Vata rough characteristic, and having a rough voice. Or rough thoughts. Rough thoughts meaning, you enjoy horror films, or you need to know who died, or what the news. That's something that you really need to know about all the bad things happening in the world. You're curious about that. That would be more of a Vata rough characteristic or guna. So look at the numbers there and see how many that you have circled or not circled or written down. Again, the more it appears, the more likely that's you. That's your quality of Vata. Now, looking at Vata light, I can be very uncomfortable in my own skin. I'm a shallow breather. I have addictive issues. I sometimes hallucinate. I tend towards anorexia. I have a very soft voice. I have low blood pressure and I get dizzy. I'm frail, weak, and shaky. I tend to daydream and leave my body. I have difficulty concentrating. I tend towards mental instability, meaning that you can't hold on to a thought, so it comes and goes. I can become manic, excited very easily. I tend to feel emotionally empty. I don't get hungry very often, but feel hypoglycemic. That's how you know you're hungry, because your blood sugar drops. I have lots of ideas, but I have difficulty putting them into action. I hear voices and I feel people's emotions deeply. If you tend to be a little bit more on the psychic side, then that means you're more subtle or more light. Then that, if this describes you, if you look at these characteristics and say, yeah, that sounds just like me, that's the type of Vata I am, then maybe you're Vata light. So the next one is Vata clear. I appear to look at people with blank eyes. Appear doesn't mean that you are. It just means that maybe you look like you're looking at somebody, but your mind has drifted off to someplace else. That could be Vata clear. And I sometimes draw blanks in the middle of a conversation. Things that happened, like a few months ago, because maybe it wasn't important. Maybe it went in and went out. It wasn't that important. You didn't retain it. That would be Vata clear. I lose weight easily and can easily become emaciated. So if you've ever been to the point where you forget to eat and you've gotten someone says, hey, you're getting too thin, you better eat. Oh, yeah, I forgot, I have to eat. That would be Vata clear. I sometimes get confused and have a feeling of, where am I? Have you ever felt, where am I? And you're a Vata. You might be Vata clear. I sometimes feel that my mind and body are not connected. Do you ever feel like that? Feel like they're disembodied or just, you know, kind of spacey? That would be Vata clear. I have become less connected as I get older. We do become more Vata as we get older. We become lighter. We express the doshas as we get older as well. When we're born, we're kapha because we're growing and developing. When we reach our young adulthood, we're pitta in our work because we go to work and we make our way in the world. But by the time we get to be in our 50s, 60s, we're getting to be more spacey and air. And we do, no matter what your dosha is that you're born with, you do tend to get a little bit more forgetful as you get older, more space. Anyway, if you notice that you're becoming less and less connected as you get older and you are a Vata, that would indicate you're more Vata clear. I lose my identity in relationships. If you tend to want to be what the other person wants you to be, and it's okay with you to be whatever they want you to be, then that would indicate Vata clear. I've had trauma or shock in my life that could also, you know, move you towards Vata clear, or you might just, if it's been very powerful and has really affected you greatly, then that could also indicate more Vata clear. So it's a matter of numbers. You might have characteristics of all the different qualities, all the different gunas, but one particular grouping is going to stand out more than other. So now Vata cold. I have cold hands and feet. I sometimes feel cold to the bone. I am susceptible to kidney cold invasion. I have stiff joints. I have brittle bone. I clench my teeth. I could easily develop low blood pressure. I don't have enough insulation on my bones. I often worry, what if? If that's you, if you often worry, what if, then that could be you, Vata cold. What if? I shiver easily. I have a cold heart and I'm afraid to feel. If you tend to shut down emotionally, that could be in your Vata, that would be a Vata cold. Like you can shut people down and not even talk to them if they upset you. If that's you, if you shut down emotionally easily, that would mean you're Vata cold if you're Vata. I have poor circulation when I'm not moving. So the key here is shutting down emotionally and being cold, cold hands and feet, cold heart. That would be more Vata cold. I like to plan everything, but don't like to jump in. Like if you're a planner, you're a Vata who plans, but is afraid to take the next move, that could be Vata cold. So if you represent that a lot, then that would be you. The next one is Vata mobile. Vata mobiles are driven by adrenaline. They're moving, moving, moving all the time. I get nervous twitches and heart palpitations. I'm fidgety. I grind my teeth at night. I get insomnia. I don't make direct eye contact. I travel a lot. I move around a lot and sometimes people call me hyper. I feel pain when I'm moving. I feel pain moving around in my body. So if you tend to have moving pain, fibromyalgia would be a Vata imbalance. We call Vata derangement because there's moving pain all over. So it doesn't mean that if you have fibromyalgia that you are a Vata mobile. But if you are Vata, and you tend to have more of these characteristics than the other Vata characteristics, then you are more Vata mobile. So look at all the different characteristics and see which one fits you the best. Then we come to Vata subtle. I'm aware of what's around me. I mean, you kind of hang back, but I tend to hang in the background, but I'm aware. I get sensory overload easily. I have lots of universal knowledge, knows a lot about a lot of different things. I'm a jack of all trades, a master of none. I have sensitive nerves. I'm sensitive to smells. I feel connected to higher planes of existence. I tend to run cold and I have low blood pressure, but I also lack drive. Not a planner, not a doer, just kind of, you know, hang back and observe. I do have stomach issues due to low digestive juices. And I'm in my head a lot, meaning that I'm, you know, thinking, I mean, up there. I'm not doing a lot, but I'm thinking a lot. I have lots of ideas, but I have difficulty following through. I rarely speak up and the last one to offer my opinion. I like to see how things play out. I'm not driven by ambition, but I'm detail-oriented. So if this sounds like you, then you would be Vata subtle. So that finishes the Vatas. So those of you that are Vata dominant, you can go and look at all those and see which one is mostly you to find out which one is your most predominating guna. And in future shows, we can talk about, you know, what, you know, types of foods and remedies would be best for you and things like that. Also, you might, you know, want to call in, but if not, it's okay too. Moving on to Pitta Hat. Pitta Hat. I tend to sweat easily. I turn red and get hot. I have too much mental stimuli. If I eat too much acidic and hot foods, I get heat buildup. My head goes right up to my head, or maybe I break out into a sweat. I anger easily, quick to anger, quick to blow your stack. I think and answer directly. I get hot-headed and frustrated. I'm like a pressure cooker, though. I'm kind of sometimes slow to anger and then explode. Pitta hats don't always explode at the beginning. They could also take it, and boom, explode. So if you tend to have a little bit of explosive anger, then you might be a pitta hat. I have unresolved internal anger. Spicy foods aggravate my esophagus. That means you tend towards GERD. I don't like hot environments. And I don't like my food temperature too hot either. I like it, you know, warm to hot, but not so hot that I burn myself. And I don't like it too spicy either because it, you know, burning to my system. So if that sounds like you, that you tend to shy away from hot, spicy foods and you tend to blow up when you get upset, then you're probably a pitta hot. I'm pitta hot. Pitta sharp. Now, pitta sharps have the sharpest minds. The pitta rules the mind. And if you pitta dominant, then your mind is your number one asset, and you tend towards having higher intelligence. Not that the others don't have higher intelligence. It's just the pittas. That's the mind. That's where the mind is. So, if you have pitta sharps have the sharpest mind. They tend to get hot and dry. So if you're a pitta who tends to get hot and dry, that could be a pitta sharp. I am charismatic and people notice me. That also is a pitta sharp characteristic. I have a sharp tongue. If you can cut people to shreds with your tongue, you know, and just like a tongue lashing, that would be a pitta sharp. So pitta sharps have sharp minds and sharp tongues. And they also get sharp pains and direct pains. Maybe they get sharp pain in their eyes or, you know, something like that. And if you tend to get a sharp pain in your eye or sharp pains in your body, that would be in your pitta. That could be that you are pitta sharp. I am direct in my communication, straightforward. I can get agitated and irritable. I can get one pimple. I tend to get hemorrhoids. I get a burning anus with diarrhea. I have a tendency to have eye problems, vision, pain, infections in my eyes. And I must put my ideas into action, otherwise I internalize them and suffer for it. So if that's you, if you crave sugar, you could also get cystic acne is also a sign of pitta sharp because pitta sharps tend to be more acidic. And if you tend to get yeast infections, that would be pitta sharp. So look at those characteristics and see how well you're represented by those gunas, those characteristics. The next one is pitta. Oh, we're coming up on the end of the time. If you want to continue after the hour, you can go onto my website, www.yogatherapy-om.com, and look and take the test that I've just been speaking about and find out what is your primary dosha and what is your secondary dosha and what are the qualities of your doshas. So with that, I'm going to sign off for today, and hopefully you'll continue on. We haven't finished the pittas or the kaphas. So again, if those are your doshas, you want to go online, www.yogatherapy-om.com. Click on the Ayurveda dosha test and take the test. And hopefully, if you want, you can email me some questions at info@yogatherapy-om.com. And I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you or talking to you in January. Have a wonderful holiday. Namaste.